Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
By the way, that was Benson Boone. Love him. And the pre-sale happens today for our big show, Alice in Winterland. It happens today at 10 a.m. Here's what you need to do is you can get the link and the password, but you have to go to alice1059.com on the event calendar. And then again at 10 a.m., those go on sale.
Boom.
Please.
Get on there.
I'll get you.
1 hour.
All right. Let's see here. Where do I start? All kinds of craziness. You were just talking off the air.
Ow!
Wow.
My God.
Sorry, I turned my mic down.
Did it have to be that dramatic?
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
No, I turned my mic down. I didn't want to interrupt your report.
Drama, part of one. Your table's ready. So
every day at this time.
I know. That is true.
I don't get it.
It's very odd. Okay. All right. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. You were talking about baseball off the air.
Baseball starts today. The playoffs.
I didn't know you were a baseball fan. You obviously have some money on it.
I'm only a baseball fan during the playoffs. And then, I like to put a little extra cash on the side, you know, maybe throw
Does
a little buck
Does your
here.
Wife ever get mad that you gamble so much?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah. She's about to give up, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've got her to a point where she is a beaten woman, okay, when it comes to gambling.
I think you mean beaten down.
Yeah, beaten down. Yeah. Oh, I'd never do something like that.
Well, she'd kick your ass.
Yeah, but a couple of bucks. Yeah, I think that she's decided that, hey, look, I can't stop him. It's a habit.
How long has it been since you guys have been together? How many years?
15 years.
Yeah, well, it should be about time then.
Yeah, beaten down. I mean, I've won this war.
Anyway, the reason why I bring it up is that, I guess, Green Day. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, people don't listen to the radio for music anymore, so this won't really affect them. But they do get royalties. Every time we play a song, that artist gets royalties, right? It's called ASCAP fees. Well, I guess all of Las Vegas has decided not to play Green Day.
Why?
So they've all lost their royalties.
Why just
in
Las Vegas?
Because what happened is the lead singer of Green Day, the Oakland A's are moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's very upset. He's a huge Oakland A fan, like big time. It was his hometown. He said, this is the third team that's left, and I can't take it anymore. And I hate Vegas, and it's a blank town, and it's the blah, blah. I feel like Oakland's way worse, but whatever. Yeah. And so all of Vegas now is boycotting him.
Yeah, that's a tough argument right there. When you're arguing that some town's a blank hole, like a crap hole, and you're trying to defend Oakland, California.
Dude, I was there this summer. That place is terrifying. I was scared.
I was in Santa Monica. That's considered upscale.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying.
I know. It is scary.
Oakland. I can't even imagine. Now, I've not been to Oakland. You have. You were just there.
Yeah.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
I don't
And the
like
amount
it.
Of ambulances and fire trucks always going by, you know, it's just, you're like, oh my God, they never stop.
I don't like it when these sports teams move, though.
Yeah, I know.
I like, you know, the L.A. Rams. They were the L.A. Rams. I didn't like them in St. Louis. You know,
yeah, I didn't either.
I don't like the Raiders. They flop around everywhere, man. They've been to what? L.A.? They've been to Vegas now.
Oakland. Yeah.
I don't like it when teams move, but.
Yeah, so everybody in Vegas has boycotted Green Day.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, moving on. Let's see here. We kind of talked about this, but we'll talk about it real quick again. And that is, oh, my God, coming to town is CatFest 2024.
Yeah, this is big.
CatFest Colorado is coming to town. It's going to be at the National Western Complex. Thanks to my friend Julie, who let me know. She put it in our group text. Yeah. She's like, are we all going? We're all, oh, yeah.
That's a great news source.
Yeah. November 10th is when it is. And here's what we're really excited about is that the guest of honor is Mo Show the Cat Rapper. I know what you're thinking. What? Not Mo Show the Cat Rapper. He has 1.2 million followers.
Woo!
That is a lot.
He's
more
a
show up for Mo Show.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a little sample of what you'll hear.
I'm the cat king, wear my heart on my sleeve. Got the cat ladies, they be falling on me. Why you hating on me? You be stalling on me. Got a bunch of cats, it's a calling on me. Energy, energy. I got that energy.
I like it.
I'm going.
Oh, my God.
I'm going.
Just a random.
Yep. Hey, Fidel, you know what we should do?
Oh, gosh.
We should try to get the cat energy. What's his name again? Mojo?
Mojo.
Mojo. Mojo.
No,
cat
Mo Show.
Mo Show.
I apologize.
We should try to get him for Alice in Winterland.
Opening act.
Woo. Make that the big act that we announce later.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Yeah.
BJ, I mean, you are like, man, you're a thinker. You know, first
I'm
you
a
had
promotional,
a... You are. Like, guru.
Yeah, guru.
That word.
I mean, I can't think of words real quick, but I'm a promotional guru.
Right?
Yeah. But if we had Mo Show at the show for the Alice in Winterland... You talking about pre-sales on tickets.
Yeah. For sure. I got that. Can you play it one more time?
Yeah,
I'm kind
sure.
of feeling it.
Absolutely.
I got that.
Can you imagine Alice in Winterland? Stage is all set.
Yeah.
Lights come on. Fillmore. Full. And this hits the stage.
I'm the cat king. Wear my heart on my sleeve. Got the cat ladies. They be falling on me. Why you hating on me? You be stalling.
Throw a little meow in there. Oh, yeah.
I got that energy.
And you know how Schmidl is like into furries and stuff? He could come out as a cat in a costume. Just walk across the stage and look at the crowd and go, meow.
Yeah.
Just crawl around. I'll give you a scratching post.
This is when it all goes to hell. It's like...
we're on to something, though. If we could have Cat Mo, or whatever the hell his name is, if we could have him, Mojo, Cat Mo...
Mo Show. Yeah.
If we could have him at the show...
Energy. Okay. It stuck
Who
in my head.
Who needs Vincent Boone at that point?
Exactly. My God. All right. The other thing is that Britney Spears, we don't know, you guys. And would you say it's hard to leave Britney alone?
Yeah, they tell us to leave her alone, but she won't let us.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah, so Britney Spears, she went on social media. You'll hear some twangs of a British accent. And then she sounds like a smoker. I don't know what this is, but here it is.
Actually, 6 months ago, something happened that was really, really dangerous. I was in my room, and I turned the fire on, and all of a sudden, it blew up in my face. It's done it before, and the times it did it before, I quit, so it always gets my security to come in and light it for me. Because I was scared it was going to blow up. But this time, I just threw the whole thing in there. And it literally blew into my face, and it took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs? This is from basically 6 months ago. It chiseled all my hair.
I don't even
know
what she's talking about. Did she fire up a bong or something? What burned her hair off?
Her fireplace.
Yeah. Her fireplace did it?
Yeah, she usually has her security team come and light it for her.
Oh, I didn't even get that part of the story. I couldn't figure out what she had on fire. Did she wake up with a cigarette in her hand?
I don't know. She's so compelling. I don't know why you missed it. All right, and then finally, this is sad. Fat Bear Week has been postponed, but only until 3 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern. So here's the deal. Fat Bear Week, remember, it's where they make the brackets, right? And they make all the brackets to see which bear becomes the fattest as they gorge on all this salmon before they go to sleep, right? So they were supposed to release the bracket yesterday. But what happened was, and this was on a live webcam, bear number 469, he's a male, and bear number 402, who's a female, gotten in a huge fight over a salmon.
Yeah.
And bear 469 killed on a webcam bear 402.
Oh my God.
Yeah, live on the webcam.
That'd be traumatic.
Oh, an assault right there.
Yeah, and so because now they have to be eliminated in the brackets, they had to remake the brackets. I mean, they still kept 469. He's still in it, but she's not. Yeah. So they had to rewrite all the brackets.
469 should have gone ahead and eaten her.
He should be disqualified.
Yeah. Well, he should.
No,
I
he should have eaten her. He would have gotten.
No, you got to throw.
I agree with you.
He's taking out his competition.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's a Tanya, whatever her name was.
Yeah, Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
No.
Leave
my salmon alone.
No.
I'll kill you.
You know what? That 469 is Tanya Harding.
I'm going to vote for 469. I hope he wins.
Because he killed women? Wow, you're dark.
Wow. No, because he protected his salmon.
Wow.
He protected his salmon. It doesn't matter if it had been a male or a female.
Boycott
bear.
BJ!
Cancel you.
Boycott!
Wow. That's what people say is wow. When they want you canceled, wow. Wow. So.
First of all.
Yeah, sure.
They have that many bears in this bracket?
I think these are the next year.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because I'm thinking 400 and something bears I have to watch.
I could be wrong, but anyway, if you want to watch the live cam, I will say it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's explore.org. So that's really easy. That's one you should go to.
I will.
Yeah, right, explore.org.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, got it? Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget your chance to buy those Alice in Winterland pre-sale. Benson Boone, Fillmore. We'll be there. December 5th comes up in 50 minutes, 10 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, too sweet.
Me.
Hey, Jamie, I got a question for you. You know, the guy that bought that Taylor Swift guitar for $4,000?
Yeah, and then he smashed it? What was he thinking?
What was that all about? Do you have any idea? I tried to find the answer.
I think he was trying to be funny, because it was like a farm crowd.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was like a bunch of farmers.
Well, he looked like a farmer, for
sure.
Yeah,
so I think he thought that the crowd would think it was hilarious because, you know, it's a bunch of old dudes, farmer guys.
How did they get the guitar?
It's like third party. You can buy auction supplies from,
Okay, so this guy.
For charity. So, like, I'm sure Taylor Swift puts in the pool, you know, 100 guitars or whatever for charities.
Just signs it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so the guy goes to an auction. They have a Taylor Swift guitar autographed. He buys it for $4,000, walks up on stage, and takes a hammer to it.
I think that he thought all the farmers, you know, being good old boys, and stuff like, yeah, we don't like her either.
And he doesn't fear.
By the way, that's not how farmers sound. I know a lot of farmers is. I apologize.
And he does not fear the Swifties out there because when you look at this guy, he doesn't have a social media account.
No,
he doesn't
care. Yeah.
There's no way to get in touch with him. Even if you wanted to bitch at him, you couldn't do it because you can't find him.
And he looks like the type that just doesn't care either. You know, he's going for a farmer joke.
He looked like some of your bud's friends.
Yeah, maybe so.
He's at a bud's bar or something.
Could be. I mean, they would laugh.
I couldn't figure out why he busted it up, though. I mean, I don't even get it because, I mean, you wouldn't expect him to be a Taylor fan to begin with.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he had grandkids that play it all the time and he's sick and tired. Hey, it was just weird.
Well, I will tell you this. This is going to sound
weird.
How do I even have this story? So my girlfriend, all of them have these trailers in Granby, right?
Yeah.
And they have karaoke night. Right on the weekends.
Yes.
And they are so sick of the little kids wanting to sing Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They're like, all Taylor Swift songs have to be saved for the end because the adults never get to sing anything else.
It's just the kids going up and singing
Taylor Swift songs.
Shake it up.
And all of the parents are like, oh my God.
One other thing I want to mention here because I mentioned it earlier in the show and I want to tell my Pete Rose story real quick here because Pete Rose passed away yesterday. And it's the only time I can tell it, right?
Right.
And my claim to fame is Pete Rose cussed me out one night in a steakhouse. All right. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's having dinner with a bunch of people in a private room.
You went in the private room?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he's mad.
Well, a guy had challenged me, basically. He said, I'll give you 20 bucks.
You did a double dare?
Yeah. He said, I'll give you 20 bucks
double
if you go in there and get Pete Rose's autograph, which we thought that he would give the autograph. We didn't do it thinking that he wouldn't. Yeah, well, no. He's a nice guy, they say. And so I thought that maybe I'd get an autograph. So I went into the room to get an autograph on a hat, and he cussed me out, ran me out. Mm. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
who do you think you are?
You deserved it.
I'm trying to eat a steak. Leave
me
alone.
I didn't know it was a private room.
Yeah, yeah. And then he passed away yesterday.
The end.
So, ha ha.
That's it. That's my Pete Rose story. I did run into him at a bar one other night. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. You just kept walking.
I just said hi.
Nah.
He didn't even acknowledge me. He thought I was that schmuck from the steakhouse, probably.
Right? Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Sorry.
I'll tell you. That's Skip.
Skip, I love Skip
Weller. We got a buddy named Skip. He runs an ad agency in town. Jamie's known Skip for a long, long time,
yep.
Right?
I love him.
Anyway, I hate when people come in and they tell you they belong to a country club. And that person.
Yeah.
And then you ask, because I do this, okay? I like to set them up for failure. So what I do is I say, how long have you been a member at this club? Oh, they like to brag.
Right?
And they'll say, oh, I've been a member over there for the past 12 years. Oh, really? Well, I've never played golf with you over there in 12 years. Right?
That's how that went down.
That's the way it goes down. It's like, hey, schmuck, when are you going to take us golfing?
Next thing I know, they're now making a tea time.
Yeah, because I guilted him into it.
You did. You did. Yeah.
You need to bring some more of your ranch friends in. I'd like to get somebody in here that's got a boat.
Okay, I'll see what I can
I'll
do.
I'll be like, how long you own the boat? I've never been on your boat.
God.
Maybe somebody that's got a big, you know, like a $5 million home in the mountains.
Yeah.
How long you own your house? We got to go.
Yeah, let's do.
Up here in about 20 minutes, they go on sale. Alice in Winterland. These tickets are going to be hot. Another group's going to be added to this list, and man, oh man, get on it. Get on it. Pre-sale.
Yeah, so go to alice1059.com and go to the events calendar, and that's where you'll get the code?
Yep.
Yeah, to early.
Yep.
What's it called? Early what?
Pre-sale.
Pre-sale.
Thank you.
It's the pre-sale of Alice in Winterland. Also, you can win tickets. Hottie Heather has them coming up at noon today.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, let's not start a fight.
Hottie Heather?
Listen, we're already on an island. We're already on this horrible island called Caymans.
That schmuck Slacker has them later this afternoon.
Wow.
Oh, okay, I'm not part of this. Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know that some people around here don't have senses of humor.
I'm kidding about Slacker. I'm not kidding about Heather, though. Hottie Heather's the real deal.
Oh, God, I cringe.
Right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll see you. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.